Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I just say your name and your role in the show.
Hey, I'm Taylor Bloom, and I play Paul Simon in the Simon and Garfunkel story.
Yes, and as you mentioned, it's the Simon and Garfunkel story, which is going to be coming to the National Theater here in Washington, D.C. from January 29th through to the 30th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so explain how this works. I mean, our listeners of all ages love Simon and Garfunkel's work. Explain how it's set up. Is it just the songs, or is there like, you know, like a little bit like more of a performance with acting and stuff through the chronological journey?
Yeah, so there's a few different elements to it. The bedrock of the whole show is the music. We play 29 Simon and Garfunkel songs over the course of the two acts. We have an amazing four-piece band backing us up, and then myself and Benjamin Cooley plays Art Garfunkel. We're sort of the front men of the show. And so that's kind of the main event, is playing Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel's music in a live setting, reproduced to such a high degree of, like, you know, exactness to how it was produced when they first released the albums. So that's the first thing. And then, you know, we're also telling their story as we go along. So the music unfolds chronologically. And as that's happening, Ben and I are, you know, sharing little pieces of information about their lives, where they were at the time that a certain song came out, or what was going on with them in their relationship. And then the third piece is that there's this beautiful projection screen behind us that has all of these amazing visuals that sort of depict what's happening in the world around Simon and Garfunkel at the time, because they were writing and releasing music during a really, really dense period of American history. You know, you've got Vietnam unfolding, you've got the Summer of Love, all these different things are happening. And so we're sort of telling that story as well.
That's really cool. So you're saying, just to reiterate there, you're saying there's going to be lots of video projection and photos and stuff and footage of the actual Simon and Garfunkel behind you on stage as well.
Yeah. Sort of what's happening in the world around them, like while they're writing this music. And of course, there's also like beautiful lights that are going on. And it's a visually beautiful show.
Gotcha. So just so I can clarify for my radio pieces, it's footage of that sort of sets the time and place, the footage of the time period, but it's not footage of their two faces, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah. Because for this specific time period, for this, you know, 2 hours and change, it's your face and your co-star's face. They're the only ones we want to see as Simon and Garfunkel.
Exactly.
All right, cool. So much to get into. Rattle off some of the, I mean, it seems like it needless to say, we can all list their songs by heart, but just so I have it in your voice so I can use it. Rattle off some of the songs, some of the hit songs that we'll cover.
100%. Yeah. We kick off with Sound of Silence. Sort of the first big hit that they had too, that people seem to recognize, is I Am a Rock. Play that song. Kick off act two with Mrs. Robinson. Of course, Bridge Over Troubled Water is in there, and Ben does an amazing job with it. The Boxer, of course. A Hazy Shade of Winter is a really popular one. And Homeward Bound also is a really popular song. You'll if you come out to join us, you'll hear all those songs.
I'm trying to think what other ones that you didn't mention. Is Cecilia in there?
Cecilia's in there, yeah.
Trying to think. Well, you said, do we get Scarborough Fair?
Absolutely.
Parsley Sage, Fair. Rosemary and Thyme. Okay, cool. All right. So you got all of them. I love that you mentioned The Boxer. I love that you mentioned Sound of Silence, Bridge Over Troubled Water. I mean, it's the body works incredible. All right, cool. So then in addition to the music, what sort of storytelling do we get in terms of like their, like, do we chart sort of like a character arc between the two as people? Like, talk about sort of where they began, humble beginnings, and sort of the rise, and then I don't want to call it fall, but, you know, the eventual split.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Ben and I don't, when like, there's no acting in the show necessarily, you know. Ben and I are kind of telling their story from the third person. And then when we start to play the songs, that's when we want to really embody them vocally and musically. But we, like I said, the music unfolds chronologically, and so does the story. We kind of start from the very beginning when they're a couple of 16-year-olds, you know, playing as Tom and Jerry together. They had this song called Hey Schoolgirl. And then, you know, we talk about how Paul Simon leaves to go to England for a few years. And then while he's away, one of the songs he's written, I won't give away what song it is. One of the songs he's written has sort of like a meteoric rise in the charts in the US, and he comes back, and he and Art Garfunkel start to record and release albums together. And we go through all of that stuff. And then the sort of the culmination of the show, the big finale, is kind of a representation of their concert in Central Park they did.
Wow. And I assume there'll be footage of Central Park and stuff behind you during the climax
too. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be great. Yeah, I guess just so our listeners know, that was in 1981, I believe. It was like more than 500,000 people were there. I mean, it's incredible, incredible stuff. Well, what do you think, you know, in your opinion, having, you know, embodied in, you know, in all these shows, what made their music so special? Was it the way they harmonized? Was it the deep, deep song lyrics, the, like, you know, social commentary song lyrics? So what was it in your opinion?
I think it's a combination of those things. They had a really unique blend of elements that made their music so appealing. I mean, the first thing, of course, is Paul Simon's songwriting. He has these beautiful melodies. They're not overly complicated, but they are unique. And then his lyrics are poetic, but they're not inaccessible. You know, they're something that you can listen to and understand and relate to, which is part of the reason that they're so beautiful. And then, of course, you've got Art Garfunkel coming in and adding all those harmonies and stuff. Just, you know, it's such a unique blend of elements that just made their music so enjoyable to listen to, so relatable, and speak to so many people.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you kind of already said it, but just for the sake of just unpacking it a little more, what would you say each of their specific gift to the duo was? Like, what, if you had to boil it down, like, what would you say Simon's greatest attribute and Garfunkel's greatest attribute?
Well, I would say that Garfunkel's contribution is definitely, you know, his harmonies. As far as I know, he only ever contributed to the writing of one song, and the rest are all Paul Simon. And so I can say that, like, Art Garfunkel really, really added his harmonies, and they're beautiful. And Paul Simon brought everything else.
There you go. Spoken as the guy who plays Paul Simon,
yeah,
would say.
You can tell I have a favorite.
Yeah, right. Hey, Dish on your co-star, the guy that plays Garfunkel. You know what makes him such a treat to work with night in, night out?
Oh, man. Well, Ben and I get along famously. We've worked together since 2018. We have, you know, similar backgrounds. We went to school for similar things. And over the years, we've grown really close. And, you know, you spend a lot of time with someone. You share a dressing room almost every night. You're on a bus together. And he's wonderful. And the thing that he brings to the performance is this real ease, this effortlessness. You know, he's got this voice. There are some people who walk around the world and they sound more natural singing than they do speaking. And Ben's one of those people. When he starts to sing, you're like, oh, now I see. Oh, man, it just makes sense when he sings. So he really makes it look really easy. When he sings Bridge Over Troubled Water, it just soars.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, cool. Well, so as far as this actual production, the Simon and Garfunkel story, so we're on the North American tour right now. But when did it actually begin?
The original American tour was in 2017. And then even before that, the show was actually started in the UK. I'm not sure of the year. I think it was around 2014 or 15.
It wasn't a Broadway original. It started in the UK and then toured over here.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a UK tour. There's an international tour, and then there's a North American tour.
Gotcha. And then you said you and Ben have been doing this exact tour since when?
Since 2018. My first year was 2017. But there was a different Garfunkel back then, and Ben and I started working together in 2018.
Gotcha. Cool. And so where are we on this current tour? Like how long? Cause I mean, I know with the pandemic, it's probably been crazy, but where exactly is DC in, you know, in relation to the whole agenda here, the itinerary?
Yeah. So DC will be about 3 weeks into this leg of the tour. And then after DC, we've got another, it's almost like 3 months after that. So it's a long run, but it's a lot of fun. We're really grateful to have the work, especially after, you know, having a whole year off.
For sure. Well, before we run, personalize it a little bit. Where did you grow up, and when do you remember when you first discovered Simon and Garfunkel? You know, did your parents play it? Was there a certain record or album? You know, I want to know how this, you know, connects with your life story.
Sure. Well, I actually grew up in Northern Virginia. I grew up near Winchester, which is just, if you take 66 West all the way to the end, it's up 81 there. So I grew up, you know, I used to tune into WTOP all the time.
Oh, nice.
When I, kid. Yeah. And as far as my connection to Simon and Garfunkel, you know, my parents listened to a lot of music from that time. It's funny though, because we didn't listen to a lot of Simon and Garfunkel, but we listened to a lot of music like Simon and Garfunkel. And so when I got older and I started hearing it more and more, I was really primed to enjoy it, I think. And I remember the first song of Simon and Garfunkel that I ever took note of was the song America, which is in the show, by the way. And there's an amazing chord that they play, you know, when they go, and they walked off to look for America, they go to an E chord, which is not in the scale. But it fits so beautifully. And I remember it was like seeing a different color. It was an amazing thing. And it just goes to the genius of Paul Simon to put that chord in the song. So yeah, it's a real honor to play that song and all their songs every night.
Awesome. Well, all right. So Winchester, so this is a bit of a homecoming for you, a hometown hero here. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to be in DC. It's close to home.
Absolutely. Who was Winchester's big claim to fame? Was that Patsy Cline? Was she from out there?
Patsy Cline. That's right.
Right, exactly. So yeah, you probably grew up on all that stuff, and then when you discovered Simon and Garfunkel, could you have ever imagined that you'd be playing them in the show?
I never would have guessed, man, but here we are.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait for you to bring it to DC. Again, it is the Simon and Garfunkel story coming to the National Theater in DC, January 29th and 30th. Only 2 days, so get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much, Jason. Have a great day, man.
All right, we'll catch you later, man. See you.